Whoa, how can someone be what they are not?
Easy, you do it all the time. Just watch your behaviors. Seek to understand this. There is nothing that I am not. Therefore, I am what I am, and I am what I am not. This is the divine dichotomy. This is the divine mystery, which, until now, only the most sublime minds could understand. I have revealed it for you here in a way that more can understand. This was the message of Book One, and this basic truth you must understand, you must deeply know, if you are to understand and know the even more sublime truths to come here in Book Three. Yet let me now get to one of those more sublime truths, for it is contained in the answer to the second part of your question.
I was hoping we were going to get back to that part of my question. How is the parent loving the child if he says or does what is best for the child, even if he has to thwart the child's own will to do it? Or does the parent demonstrate the truest love by letting the child play in traffic?
Oh, this is a wonderful question. And it's the question asked by every parent in some form or another since parenting began.
The answer is the same for you as a parent as it is for me as God.
So what is the answer?
Patience, my son. Patience. All good things come to those who wait. Have you never heard of that?
Yeah, my father used to say it, and I hated it.
I can understand that. But do have patience with yourself, especially if your choices are not bringing you what you think you want. The answer to the second part of your question, for example. You say that you want the answer, but you are not choosing it. You know you are not choosing it because you do not experience having it. In truth, you have the answer, and have had it all along. You simply are not choosing it. You are choosing to believe you do not know the answer, and so you do not.
Yes, we went all over this, too, in Book One. I have everything I choose to have right now, including a complete understanding of God, yet I will not experience that I have it until I know that I do.
Precisely. You've put it perfectly.
But how can I know that I do until I experience that I do? How can I know something I haven't experienced? Wasn't there a great mind who said, all knowing is experience?
He was wrong. Knowing does not follow experience. It precedes it. In this, half the world has it backwards.
So you mean that I have the answer to the second part of my question, and I just don't know that I do?
Exactly.
Yet if I don't know that I do, then I don't.
That's the paradox, yes.
I don't get it. Except that I do.
Indeed.
So how can I get to this place of knowing that I know something if I don't know that I know?
To know that you know, act as if you do.
You mentioned something about that in Book One also.
Yes. A good place to start here would be to recap what's gone before in the previous teaching. And you just happen to be asking the right questions, allowing me to summarize in short form at the beginning of this book the information we discussed in prior material in some detail. Now, in Book One, we talked about the be-do-have paradigm and how most people have it reversed. Most people believe if they have a thing, more time, money, love, whatever, then they can finally do a thing, write a book, take up a hobby, go on vacation, buy a home, undertake a relationship, which will allow them to be a thing, happy, peaceful, content, or in love. In actuality, they are reversing the be-do-have paradigm. In the universe as it really is, as opposed to how you think it is, havingness does not produce beingness, but the other way around. First, you be the thing called happy, or knowing, or wise, or compassionate, or whatever. Then you start doing things from this place of beingness. And soon you discover that what you are doing winds up bringing you the things you've always wanted to have. The way to set this creative process, and that's what this is, the process of creation, into motion, is to look at what it is you want to have. Ask yourself what you think you would be if you had that. Then go right straight to being. In this way, you reverse the way you've been using the be-do-have paradigm. In actuality, set it right and work with, rather than against, the creative power of the universe. Here's a short way of stating this principle. In life, you do not have to do anything. It is all a question of what you are being. This is one of the three messages I will touch on again at the end of our dialogue. I will close the book with it.